When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
There it is, the Old School crew coming at you post-Super Bowl. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese. Special ingredients of Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. Continue with our Super Bowl reaction, or the domination of the Kansas City Chiefs by the Eagles. But a lot goes into it. But first and foremost, obviously, we want to give a shout out to Cam Jurgens. Obviously, you know, Nebraska's own from Beatrice. The whole story, small town kid makes it big, but you know, look, Cam Jurgens was a folk hero. I remember hearing about him, like, oh, this kid in Beatrice dunking like in sixth grade. And I'm like, all right, you know, whatever. Then you start to hear about him some more, and then he's a tight end, and then, you know, didn't hear much about him. And obviously, you know, did all the sports and was pretty good. And then he got here, high expectations, you know, he's a tight end. And I remember, I think it was Scott Frost saw me. He's like, oh, you know, this kid that we got coming in or that's here, he's going to wear your number. I thought, or at least I was told, he's going to wear 44. And I was like, you know, I mean, I'm not the only good person that didn't. I was like, that's pretty cool. So I was letting me check him out. And then I think, you know, he got hurt, and then he obviously redshirted. And then you started to hear about, you know, obviously he really took to the weight room and was potentially going to move him to center. And when I saw him, I was like, he's just different. He's country strong. He's quick. Was very raw, never playing center. And then everybody, you know, talked about the snapping issues, but nobody ever talked about how he fixed it. And obviously he fixed it enough to be a second round pick. He has the mindset, competitive, and he's a good kid, good, humble kid, great parents. Was able to meet his mom one time. And you're just happy for him because, you know, he played the right way. He played through on, you know, a couple lean teams. You know, he's got good leadership skills. Was able to come in and learn from a Hall of Fame center in Jason Kelce, and then able to take advantage of his opportunity, which is obviously be the true starter. Now, he started, I think, last year at guard. It was pretty dang good then too, but then obviously moved to center and be the leader. You know, Cam has taken it and ran with it. So, you know, congrats to him and all his success, and he'll have more success. You know, his career is just getting started. You know, he's young in his career, got a Super Bowl underneath his belt, and now he's probably going to try to strive for two. Then obviously, you know, get a couple contracts, and, you know, he'll be back on the farm, I guess, and probably be after.
That's an interesting place to be a center, given Philly's pioneering of the tush push.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're on a winning team. You're part of the best offensive line in football. People are saying it coming into the year. They proved it again last night. Oh boy, Cam, watch those knees. Plyometrics, stretch, yoga. Keep them healthy, please.
Yeah, I mean, I think Cam will be fine. I mean, injuries are part of the game. He's a tough kid. You know, I know his back was messed up in the NFC Championship, and he was able to answer the bell a couple weeks. It held a high water, probably keep him out of the Super Bowl. So I think he's a good kid and grown into, you know, pretty good player. So, you know, you want to give him a shout out, you know, just because it's always good to see a Nebraska kid win. And, you know, very rarely do you get to win a championship at high school. You've seen how hard it is in college. And then you go to where there's no other upper level and get drafted by a great organization. Everything works itself out. Stars align. You end up, you know, doing your thing. You know, I think, you know, you got to be happy for him.
A couple former Huskers alongside him too. Nick Gates and O'Shawn Mathis also on the,
oh yeah,
the Eagles roster.
Yeah. Nick Gates. And the one thing about Nick Gates, you know, he came in with a lot of fanfare. I think he's from Bishop
Gorman,
right?
Yeah. Vegas.
He had a gruesome injury, tough to come back. He did come back, played pretty well because he was playing with the Commanders at one time, played with the Giants.
Captain for the Giants.
Yep. And made a career out of himself, you know, as a backup there. So you got to give a lot of credit for somebody like that, man. That leg injury he had was, oof, that was tough. And so give him credit. And then O'Shawn, you know, I know he had originally was drafted by the Rams, and then obviously that didn't work out. But sometimes when you get let go from the Rams and go, you can't go to a much better place. And now you got a Super Bowl ring. So now he needs to strive to where to be, to try to make an impact like where Cam's at, right? You know, you're on a winning team. You're getting paid, you know, whatever your contract is. You got a Super Bowl. Now let's really start to work on your craft.
Yep.
And that's where you really start to really start to see the betterment of players, when they really hyper-focus on their craft.
Two things. Number one, first of all, what can having three former players in the Super Bowl do? Does it mean anything for Nebraska? How can they use that?
It's great. I mean, it's every positive thing for the football former Huskers being involved in the NFL, period, or any of the professional leagues, period. And then, and that's also, it's anything you can do around the program that's positive, that's showing progress, whether it's involvement of former players, you know, former players like myself in the program, or anybody involved with the team, helping out and trying to help these guys be better on and off the field and all that stuff. And then with the current guys in any league having success, that's a recruiting pitch. I mean, it's a recruiting pitch. It's a program pitch. It's everything that you want. It's obviously a pot, and to have three guys in the Super Bowl and winning, that's good. That's good, because, you know, really, hopefully it's I know some of the guys, maybe there's still some guys on the team that know Cam, played with him. Yeah, I know he comes back some. I ran into him. Nice. So to see a Super Bowl champ and be back, that should be inspiring, because one of the best things that was inspiring to me was when we were in summer workouts and some of the guys that were in the NFL were coming back. And I remember, I think Tony Veland won a Super Bowl and he was working out with us. You know what I'm saying? So that's a former teammate of mine at the highest level winning a Super Bowl. It inspires you to try to get to that level.
The other interesting college aspect of the Super Bowl last night, Devontae Smith, the first Alabama-drafted player to score a touchdown.
I know, it's crazy.
How?
Yeah.
How?
They didn't pass the Julio.
59 years of Super Bowls.
But they didn't. They haven't had a lot of wide receivers. Plus, they didn't pass the Julio Jones in the 28-3.
But still, like, Derrick Henry hasn't gotten there. Mark Ingram didn't get there.
Well,
I mean, the recent run receivers.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Amari
never got there.
Right. But usually when you're going that high, you're not going to Philly. You're not going to those type of organizations. But
still, 59 Super Bowls.
I know.
That Alabama.
Yeah.
No matter where you're going. You don't luck into one.
Yeah.
We're 59 years.
Receiving. Right?
Touchdown,
period.
Touchdown. Yeah.
That is pretty amazing.
Not a running back, not a quarterback,
yeah,
not a tight end,
not even
a flanker,
like a third tight end or something.
No.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy. Wow. Yeah. That's pretty crazy.
But pretty cool for Devontae Smith, too. That's a guy, Jay, that I wasn't sure was going to translate. Small as he was, skinny as he was, didn't think there was much room to add to the frame. Hasn't stopped him at all.
Yeah, he ain't added nothing to
Devontae's
the frame.
Devontae's that dude,
man. Yeah, he's always, he what do they call him, wiry strong?
Right.
He's tough. He's competitive. He's all football. So that gives him advantage of a lot of guys that he's going against. Mm-hmm. He's legit fast.
Oh, yeah.
And everything that he did in college, going against the toughest competition, he was going against NFL caliber talent, and he was unstoppable, you know, to win the Heisman. So I just thought that he needed to be in the right spot. I think it's a good spot for him to be in initially right now to grow into a true number one. He's going to be a different number one than A.J. Brown.
Do you think Devontae gets to number one?
He could in the right place. Hmm. He could be a number one in a San Francisco with a Debo or somebody like that as opposite him.
You need like a Jamar Chase number one?
Yeah, but Jamar Chase is physical though. Like he's more AJ Brown. He could be a number one.
AJ's a freak though.
Yeah.
Like size wise.
Yeah. He's like a tight end.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he could be a number one because now he's just gotta stay healthy.
Right.
Now, I'm not gonna count that he can't stay healthy when he got hit like he did in New Orleans. That was that's a once in a career shot.
Yeah.
You know, you're just laying there and just get racked. So I think he's pretty durable. I think he can make some 50-50 balls. I think he's going to be more a schematic number one, but he's a big game player, though. Mm-hmm. He's a big game player. Mm-hmm. He shows up every week. The difference is I don't think Jordan Addison can be a number one. I think Devontae Smith can be a number one.
They're both
slender speed guys. Mm-hmm. I think Devontae Smith got way more to his game. Mm. Now, some of that is play calling and then also Darnold not getting it to him when he could have. Yeah. But then also I think it's just a different of the player, too.
Like, more likely to be number one, Devontae or T. Higgins?
Probably T. Higgins. T. Higgins is sneaky. He's cold, man. Now, I'm assuming T. Higgins wants that.
Yeah. Otherwise,
I already know Devontae Smith wants that.
Yeah.
We're going to see if T. Higgins wants it. Mm.
That's a balance, though, Jay. That's right. I mean, you want to be a number one, but how can you leave Philly? You're this successful.
Oh, Devontae Smith ain't going nowhere.
You're just going to wait out A.J. Brown?
Yeah. Why?
Okay.
You to defend the chance. Run it back.
I'm not saying this year. I'm saying 3 years down the road.
Yeah, he'll develop into that. And A.J. will need to go somewhere else. Whereas, like, T. Higgins is a little bit farther in his career, has had success, and he's overshadowed. I don't think Devontae is overshadowed by A.J. Yeah, so...
O'Reilly. Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today. O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Two different parts of their career, two different things going on. Yeah, so it's tough, man. I mean, the aftermath of a Super Bowl is like a celebration of the season. Great, two of the best teams playing. Next day is business as usual. Aaron Rodgers on the trading block. Devontae Smith is probably gone. Devontae Adams. And then Debo. And there's probably, I'm telling you right now, since the Senior Bowl has happened, The combine is on the horizon. The Super Bowl is over. There's probably about right now 6 to 10 more guys that have been notified that pretty much you're either.
Oh, Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, Cooper Kupp, which is before. There's going to be 6 to 10 other guys that have been notified that you're either going to be released or when they tell you can seek a trade, it ain't happening. This is the funny thing about it. And I remember this, man. It's like I woke up from surgery in Houston. They were like, doctor was like, man, I didn't know, they were going to think about trading you. I didn't know it either. I'm just waking up, right? My agent was like, man, once you call a team and talk about, do you want to trade? They already know eventually they're going to release you. Unless it's somebody that they know salary cap wise, they can move and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. And there's a really, really, like the linebacker Jones that got traded from Tennessee, I think, to Seattle. There was an immediate need right there, an immediate want. They wanted to get him out of there because they didn't want to pay him a new contract.
Yeah.
And Seattle needed to start middle linebacker. And it's not a big compensation trade. Whereas like Cooper Kupp, you got to think about salary cap ramifications. He's probably going to want somewhat of an adjustment to his contract because he's an established player. That he's not going to want to go somewhere and just be a sitting duck. Right. For a year. He's too established for that. So you're thinking about salary cap stuff, draft compensation coming back, comp picks based on how well he does, and if you're trying to invest in him and how old he is versus what you can get.
Who has the most 1,000-yard seasons left? T. Higgins, Cooper Kupp, Devontae Adams.
Man, that's a hard question.
Because I go Devontae, T. Cooper. Devontae's still a baller, man.
Yeah. Devontae's my number one, but it's all variable based though.
Yeah.
He's got to go. He's actually got the biggest decision to make. Mm-hmm. Like Cooper Kupp is just going to be situational.
Yeah.
And he's going somewhere where he's going to prove himself. Mm-hmm. He's out for revenge. He pretty much has told you that. And then T. Higgins is going to be imagine money based. So the highest bidder, that's where you're going. Devontae, his is all based on connection and where he can get a ring. Mm-hmm. And he's got to get back to work. He's got to get back to that same work that made him the clear number one.
Yeah, he was the best receiver in the NFL for 2 years.
Yeah, two or three years.
Three?
It wasn't even close.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's got to inch back up towards Chase and Jefferson and all those guys. He's losing a little bit. Now, some of it's situational. You get rid of Derek Carr. You ain't got nobody, and then they send you.
Do you think Devontae Adams regrets wanting out of Green Bay?
He didn't have a choice. His buddy, Aaron Rodgers, made the choice for him because he forced him to give a new contract. He had to go on the – it was his buddy.
But he's a grown man. He could have said, nah, I'll wait around to see if this Jordan Love guy's about. Give it a year. Because now we went to – I get it. He went to play with his buddy, you know, Derek Carr in Vegas, and I can understand that. But – that didn't work out. That didn't come close to working out. He got frustrated with him. And then you're just going to follow Aaron Rodgers to the Jets because he wants you to. You know that's a bad organization. Why not wait it out in Green Bay for a year and see what Jordan Love's like?
But see, I think it was working out with Derek Carr. They were doing fine.
But you got to know ownership doesn't like him.
Josh McDaniels didn't like him.
Yeah.
And then they brought in Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
And then that was the downfall of it. So
but the team wasn't going anywhere.
But they felt like, but those two were fine together. Those two were fine. Devontae was still balling. Those two were balling.
Yeah.
And everything else. When Josh McDaniels came in, that's where the problems arose.
Funny.
So because of Jimmy Garoppolo. And then that just soured the whole thing. He came there dealing with ownership with those two. That's why he went there. He essentially, you got to think, he was like, all right, I'm going from one is the best quarterback of all time, or you know the one of the best of all time. Now the soft and the best bet for my career to extend it and to be closer to home is to play with another established Pro Bowl quarterback in Derek Carr. Mm. Well, that only lasted a year.
Yeah,
and so that he didn't go there with only thinking Derek Carr was only going to be there for a year. It probably was at least two or three. So, and then you like, okay, I'm going to go hook back up with Aaron Rodgers, and it ain't the same one.
Yeah.
And it ain't the same line. It's not the same situation. It just wasn't a good. So for him, he's got to get back to the best situation possible to being a dominant receiver. And I don't.
How many of those wide receivers get to a good place? The place that's best for him? Like between Debo, Cooper Kupp, Devontae Adams, T. Higgins. That's four really big names.
T. Higgins is probably going to be money-based, so he's probably going to go to a crappy team. If he's going to... I mean,
Jacksonville, somebody, stand up.
Yeah, he's going to go somewhere. Now, Cooper Kupp will probably get to a good situation because I think he's eventually going to be a free agent. Devontae, if I'm Devontae Adams, why not go to Houston? Stephon Diggs is probably... I'm reading right here. Say he's going to New York. Maybe the Giants. This is all up in there. Giants, right? Mm. That's fine.
Okay. Interesting.
You're opposite of Nico Collins.
Yeah.
You're a big body receiver, and you got a guy that can stretch over top, and you got C.J. Stroud, and he needs help. Mm. You got a guy that can get it to you.
On the flip side, you take a look on West 56th Street. You see Michael Pittman Jr. needs help. You got Josh Downs in the middle.
That's not.
You can be the number one outside guy, help Pittman succeed. You know, Anthony Richardson's going to mechanics guru that saved Josh Allen.
Yeah. Is that where he's going?
Yeah.
That's it. You know where actually Devontae needs to go?
Indy. I just told you.
Buffalo. That's really where he needs to go. It fits him. He plays well in the cold. He'd be a true number one. He has he pretty much has the equivalent of Aaron Rodgers as Josh Allen. And you got Amari on the other side. And It'd be Super Bowl. I'm just telling you, why would you not go there?
Is Indy, Indy's better? Are you paying more?
That's where I would go. Savior?
You would go to Indy? That's right, you would.
I want to go. I think Anthony Richardson is garbage.
He certainly played like it.
I just think for Devontae, it's a lot different than anything else. I think it's all based on the connection with the quarterback.
Yeah. Makes sense. But it should be for your receiver, right? If you're number one wide receiver in the NFL, you should make a lot of your decisions based off of who's going to be your quarterback.
Right, but I think for him, where he's at in his career, he's got about a two-year window to get back up there. Mm. And then he could be a potentially number two if he wants to be on the downside. He's got to get somewhere where he's going to be able to get number one targets.
So that leads me to Buffalo's on the table. Don't know if Baltimore has the space to make it work, but I think that'd be fun. The Chargers.
I could see him out there.
Talk about close to home.
Yeah, I could see him out there in San Diego.
Again, not number one targets necessarily in a Harbaugh offense, but I think he could elevate Herbert. I think Herbert's good, and they struggled at wide receiver a little bit last year outside of McConkey.
Yeah, and Johnston is injury prone and drops as well. So, I like him there. I would normally would say like the Rams, because that's like a pickup that they would do, and he would in McVay's system, he'd do work. Yeah. But you're just getting rid of Cooper Kupp. So it's kind of and you're all in on Puka. So
the baseball analogy that comes to mind for me would be like the Atlanta Braves getting rid of Freddie Freeman to sign Matt Olson.
Yeah.
Both good players, but one's been with your organization, came up with your organization, you found him, you developed him, you cut him loose, you'll get another big name, hope it works out. I'm not saying the stats wouldn't work, but the vibe just
is off. Yeah. So it's gonna be, I mean, it's tough, man. I mean, it's for these veteran guys. I never was in that position. Obviously, I gotta go where I can get paid, you know. we'll play football, you know, for free, not for free, but you know, a play where these guys have got, they're making legacy decisions. Now T. Higgins, it's time for him to be paid like a number one. So that's where you're getting paid, right? And then you have to deal with some of the things that you're getting paid to deal with, which is might not be good as offensive line play call and quarterback, but that's what you're getting compensated for to elevate everybody. Whereas the other two is like Cooper Kupp, he's on the show people that he's still healthy and he's not a system guy. He's kind of like Debo. Yeah. He might end up in San Francisco. Woo! You know, he'd be a perfect Shanahan guy. Mm. Then you got to think where Devontae's thinking like, okay, I'm trying to cement my Hall of Fame career these next 2 to 4 years. Mm. And he's got to get to a place that we're strategic. So it might not necessarily be money-based. It's all in the next 2 years. Development with a quarterback, he got to get back in his game. What do they got around him? Defense. And then obviously trying to get to a big stage.
Right.
You know, it's a good position to be in. I'm sure they all got good agents. Agents need to be getting those deals done, man, because they have legal tampering now. So once the combine starts, isn't that when they could do it?
I think so.
Yeah. So you start
doing St. Elmo's gets buzzing.
I know, right? Yeah, people get a couple of them drinks and those shrimp cocktails. Start thinking straight, man. That horseradish. Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see what happens, man. So, anyways, that's the post Super Bowl fallout. It'll be interesting to see what happens, you know, moving forward. But we're gonna take a quick break. Foreman and Orman, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.